What up? About Last Night podcast listeners, your boy Adam Ray here. Got a quick question for you. You guys like making great money, right? Like super dope money? Oh, that's what I thought. Well, here's a really cool opportunity I just had to share with you. Driving with Uber. That's right, Uber. I'm sure you've heard of it. It's that popular smartphone app that connects riders with drivers. Yeah, man, everybody uses it. I take Uber pretty much every day. I take it when I'm trying to get to a comedy club. I take it when I'm trying to avoid drinking and driving. I take it when I just want to meet cool people. I'm telling you, the stories and the conversations I've had while in an Uber are incredible. One of my best buds met his current girlfriend through Uber because Uber drivers are the shit, man. They're cool, they're fun, they are good at conversation, and they get you where you need to go on time and in the appropriate amount of fun. You know why people love driving with Uber? I'll tell you what, the people who drive with Uber, they love it because they're their own boss, all right? They earn great money and it's easy to start. All you need is a car and a license. That's all you need. Driving with Uber is great for anyone who needs flexibility. Parents, all right, if you're trying to find a way to easily work around your family schedule, perfect, drive with Uber. Students, you looking to make some extra cash in between those classes? Perfect, drive with Uber. Now's the prime time to cash in driving with Uber, all right? You guys are going to thank me for telling you how to get paid weekly. I could be getting into your car when you drive with Uber, and we could talk about all sorts of fun. We could talk about DuckTales. We could talk about Pop-Tarts and Fraggle Rock and how the Muppets are coming back. We could talk about weed, man. I'm telling you, if you've got a car and a license, put them both to work for you today and start earning serious life-changing cash. Sign up to Drive with Uber at drivewithuber.com. Visit drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com. Hey, guess what? Don't be a goober. Drivewithuber.com. Well, it's that special time of year again. You know what I'm talking about. When you hang out with your buds, you drink some beer, you eat some chips, you ignore your girlfriend. Football season's only just begun, but guess what? It already feels like the playoffs at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site where millionaires are being crowned all season long. One-week fantasy at DraftKings means no season-long commitments. It's fantasy football on demand. You play where you want, when you want, with the players you want. You could play on a boat in the middle of Nova Scotia. You could play in your stepmom's dildo drawer. You could play under the sewer like the fucking Ninja Turtles, man. It's your world. It's your game. And with $1 million up for grabs every week, $1 million every week, every game is the big game and every play matters. So 1st and 10 in the first quarter feels like 4th and goal with 1 second left. And a long touchdown run could mean more than just a victory for your favorite team. It could mean you've just turned your love of football into a $1 million payday. This isn't fantasy as usual, baby. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code ALN to play for free for a shot at $1 million in this week's Millionaire Maker event. Enter ALN for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. And now enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Hey, everybody, it's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. How are you? You guys doing good? Doing great, man. Feeling pretty good. Voice is feeling good. It's kind of a large gauge for how I'm doing in life. If my voice isn't run down from the stress and just rigmarole of life, wow. By the way, drink 5 if you're playing the, when's Adam going to say rigmarole? I think that's how you say it. You know, just the overwhelming day-to-day of life can sometimes take its toll. And you know, and I also booze a bit, and occasionally we'll puff the magic dragon if you are in your 70s and refer to pot as the magic dragon. So when my voice is feeling on point and sharp, A, it's great because, you know, for Hyundai and other voiceover jobs and the podcast, and I just feel more like myself when I can be on point and have my pipes in full force. Speaking of full force, today's episode is a lot of fun because it's just Brad and I. No guests today. Brad and I want to do a bonus with just us two. We have to remind ourselves that that's where this podcast started from. So we did just a Brad and Adam episode. And you guys are going to love this, A, because, again, just in typical ALN fashion, a lot of hilarious, stupid tangents and that, you know, that Brad and I will go on from the conversations we had. But I told him about my weekend in Dallas-Fort Worth doing shows at Hyenas Comedy Club and visiting my aunt in Plano, Texas, who's 85. I went to an assisted living home for 3 hours, and you'll just hear from the stories, but I met people that are almost 100 years old, and it was fucking nuts, and put some things in perspective. Brad gets into his trip to Hawaii, and we make two big announcements. That's there's two big announcements that we get into that end up becoming a chunk of this episode that I think you guys are really going to be pumped about. Just because of the hilarity that ensued from these announcements, but they're also really cool fucking things that Brad and I are going to get to do, and I don't want to say too much more other than listen to the episode and you'll find out what those announcements are. Of course, continue to subscribe on iTunes to the show. We really appreciate all the support. Give it a 5-star rating right now on the iTunes page where you listen to the intro. It takes 2 seconds. It's a mindless thing. Go to the iTunes page about last night. Give it a 5-star rating and comment on the iTunes page. That's how we climb the charts and continue to get the ALN brand out there. And continue to bring you guys great programming. We've got some killer guests coming up. Next week, we're recording Howie Mandel, Jeff Garland, and Jay Moore. I mean, shit, dude. It's just heavy hitter after heavy hitter. Each one of those guys, comedy juggernauts, staples in the business. They're all just going to be awesome episodes. I can't even tell you how fucking pumped I am for all three of those guys in 1 week. It's going to be bananas. So make sure you subscribe on iTunes so you can get those episodes for free next week. Of course, you can find all past episodes at aboutlastnightpodcast.com. Listen to the show on your iPhone, Stitcher, Android device with the podcast app. And get your ALN merch at estoymerchandise.com, estoymerchandise.com. That's where we've got ALN shirts, mugs, still working on those hats, working on a few posters, actually, which are going to be dope. So get your merch, support the pod that way, bring them to the shows. Again, we love signing the merch when you guys bring it out, and support the pod that way. Brad and I are both not on the road this weekend. However, tonight in Los Angeles, holy shit, Brad and I are doing a once-a-month show at the Hollywood Laugh Factory, and tonight is the Brad and Adam Laugh Bonanza, as we've titled the show. 8 p.m. Hollywood Laugh Factory on Sunset Boulevard. Listen to this lineup. Adam Ray, Brad Williams, Dana Carvey, Harlan Williams, Ryan Sickler of The Crab Feast, and Aaron Foley, who is a fucking incredible comedian, who we will be recording an episode of the podcast with later today. So if you live in the Los Angeles area and you love stand-up comedy, go to laughfactory.com and get your tickets for the Adam and Brad Laugh Bonanza. 8 p.m. tonight, Hollywood Laugh Factory. Adam Ray, Brad Williams, Dana Carvey, Harlan Williams, Ryan Sickler, Aaron Foley. It's stupid. I can't believe that's all one show. That's a lot of funny in one night. So get your tickets, laughfactory.com, and come to the show tonight, 8 p.m. And then, of course, get your tickets at improv.com for the ALN Live podcast on October 20th. At the Hollywood Improv, 8 p.m. That's a Tuesday, October 20th. The lineup is getting set as we speak, and it's going to be the shit. It's our first big Comedy Club live podcast. We're really pumped about that. October 20th, Hollywood Improv. Get your tickets at improv.com. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy. Follow Brad on Twitter at Funny Brad. Instagram, Brad Williams Comic. Instagram, Adam Ray 33. Clooney Boob winners, again, please send me your address and info so I can send you your prizes for winning the Clooney Boob contest. Vegas Story participants, holy shit. I've been getting so many emails from you guys. I've probably gotten already 30 plus emails of your guys' crazy Vegas stories for this next ALN Best Vegas Story contest. Holy shit. There might be a lot of runner-ups because there's some fucking insane shit that I can't wait to read live on the podcast. We're going to do this for at least another week, maybe two. So you've got a little bit more time to send in your greatest Vegas story for the ALN Best Vegas Story Contest to win some prizes. So many dope shows coming up. So much more fun to be had. But now that we got the tour dates out of the way, the Twitter handles out of the way, the merch info out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode. Bonus episode of the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and to a dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Just the fact that people analyze the games two games in, the fact that I find myself as emotionally invested in this past week's game as I was in the Super Bowl last year, that makes me go, hey, Adam. Hey, what's up, man? Hey, do you need another hobby? Wow, what's going on? I don't know, man. You just you almost broke your big new TV that you bought. Oh, that's right. Why was that again? Oh, man, because you got really upset about a fumble. Yeah. Hey, were you watching the game by yourself? No, there were some people there, but they weren't really paying attention because they weren't Seahawks fans. Oh, okay, cool. So it was just you. So you got angry by yourself.
Yeah.
But you know what that's like because
NFL,
you,
dude.
You know what that's like.
You sat next to me when, when that shit was happening.
I talked about that, by the way, the other day with a couple buddies. I think it was my friend Adam French who was with us at the game at Super Bowl 48 when my Seahawks... Well, you remember what happened.
I remember.
But
we can gloss over that.
We talked about how we were so overjoyed and overwhelmed with a lot of different emotions.
Well, sure.
That we acknowledged what you were going through.
Yes.
But we kind of acknowledged that we will acknowledge it more later. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, we were like, all right, let's enjoy this now. By the end, we'll see if Brad's okay. But... let's enjoy this now.
Well, that's why that picture that I have on my Instagram, AdamRay33, which you can see where I take, it was right after Percy ran that touchdown back and it was 29-0. I took that picture of your face because I've never to this day seen that face.
Wah, wah, wah. That's like the subtitle of that picture.
Yeah.
But
it was raw emotion.
Yeah.
And it was like, that was me also checking in with you, just be like, all right, he hasn't killed himself, has he? I don't know what you smuggled into that fucking
game.
Hey,
you know, I'm a dwarf. I could probably hang myself with some dental floss. You know, well, why not? Just yikes. Like bust that out.
Too soon, man.
Peyton, goodbye, cruel world.
Well,
hey, man, and like I was saying before we started recording, my Broncos are 2-0 at this point, but we could easily be 0-2 based on a couple of plays going a few different ways. So, NFL, man.
Yeah.
But,
but also, Peyton, I hear all the discussion about how, like, does he still have any left? Does he still? For sure he does. Now, I heard that he can't totally feel his fingers, though, and that's what makes me go,
I mean.
What?
That's not good. I mean,
you didn't hear that report?
Yeah, I saw that. I read that, and my first concern is, oh man, he can't even finger blast his wife that well. And then my second thought was, oh wait, he can't throw a football. That's not good.
This has been Brad Williams' priorities.
Peyton Manning's sexual prowess, and then the Broncos, because happy quarterback is a laid quarterback.
Yeah,
that's, I hope. That's what I say.
Now, do you think Peyton? Now, this is, you bring up a great question because there's certain athletes and certain, I guess, not even athletes, just people in the entertainment world that you look at how much swagger and confidence they have, and you go, yeah, that guy for sure like knows how to take care of a lady, right? And let's go ahead and start naming some people just to create that list of this is. Welcome back to celebrities that Brad and Adam. Welcome back to males. Welcome back to dudes that Adam and Brad think can pleasure a woman. All right, I'm serious.
Well, because, I mean, Peyton, how he approaches a football
game. He's a weird dude. He's not your standard dude. He's very professional. And even though.
Analytical?
He's so analytical. He's not your typical football player.
He gets to his wife with a game plan. And then once he's there, he sees some things happening. He's got to call an audible. He's got to be like, oh, my ha! And that's when he starts talking in a thick southern drawl. So, like, she really likes it that way because it's like, all right, she's got to call an audible. When, oh, okay, you're kind of mad, so I got to play some sensual music. Cue up the Kenny G. Well, that's not working. Keith Sweat. Omaha! Keith Sweat! Boom! And then Keith Sweat pops on the thing. Yeah. Peyton can adjust at the line.
I hope that Peyton's got Keith Sweat bumping. He does, you know, and maybe he, you know.
Hi, I'm Peyton Manning, and I'm fucks to Keith Sweat Peyton Manning.
Nice. I don't know. Your Broncos, they look competitive.
That's a good thing. Competitive, not dominant.
And so do my Seahawks.
Couple of plays.
A couple of plays.
That's why football's great, man. It's really like, shit, I mean, that Super Bowl, a couple of plays.
A couple of plays.
That NFC Championship game, a lot of plays.
A lot of plays. Although I do have to ask you, what do you think about Rodgers saying God is a Packers fan, kind of doing a little nudge to...
Hey, Aaron Rodgers.
Russell.
What's up, man? This is Adam Ray. I hope you're listening to the About Last Night podcast.
Of course he does.
And first of all, hey, man, appreciate you tuning in.
Yes, obviously. Love the State Farm commercials.
Fuck you! And your giant cheese head. I love cheese. You know what? Your giant head. I don't even want cheese to be a part of the insult because I love it way more than I would ever love you. I bet you're a great dude. I bet you take care of your family.
He is.
I bet you give great hugs. But you know what? You make fun of my quarterback. You make fun of me. You might as well put down pudding.
Put down pudding.
Yeah, that was fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
He goes, "Got yeah, he knows exactly what he... You know
sure.
what, though? Hey, I've said it before and I'll say it again. You know, we need more of that stuff in sports.
Yes.
More rivalries, more shit talking, more jabbing, more jarring, more...
Hey, it's
more
a thing,
fights.
It's a thing where if you were a Packer fan, you'd probably love it. The same way you love Richard Sherman.
Of course.
You know, if he's your guy, then you love it. And I will say this. I got a chance to actually meet Aaron Rodgers.
When?
In Montreal.
What?
He was there. Because he was there because his girlfriend...
Doing what?
Olivia Munn was there shooting the new X-Men movie.
Holy shit.
Rodgers was out there to support, and then they came and saw the roast battle that I was in.
What?
Yeah. So Rodgers was in the audience, and he came up to me after. He was like, "You're really funny, man. You're good." So I support Aaron Rodgers.
Jesus.
I'm going to start wearing a Rodgers jersey.
Are you trying to this friendship take a wicked turn before the holidays, dude?
I'm going to get a State Farm tattoo on the back. Nice little State Farm tramp stamp.
Better watch it, Brad. You don't think I'll throw you in that pool? You don't think I'll throw you in my apartment pool?
Hey.
Guess what, man? I got two floaty chairs that are on my patio because they are not allowed in the pool, which, by the way, is total horseshit.
How are your floaty chairs not allowed in the pool?
I don't know, but the woman who owns the building called my apartment manager and told her that I need to remove the floaty chairs from even the patio because she said, and I quote, and I'm going to give her an evil Disney villain voice because that's what I think she sounds like.
Do it. I got the cigarette.
I saw two floaty chairs on the patio of one Adam Ray. And those are not necessary because, A, I said there are no floaty chairs in the pool, ever, shouldn't be. Yes, I speak in broken English because I'm a villain.
If Billy Madison smoked 9 packs a day, we now know what that would sound
nice.
Like.
But she basically said, remove them off the patio because since you can't have them in the pool, you might as well not have them out on your patio. That is controlling.
That's when people just...
That's some Donald Trump shit.
Is she older?
I'm assuming, man. That's not a young person's concern.
No, that's like...
Young people are concerned with fucking and paying their bills.
Yes. Not necessarily in that order, but yes. But it's like...
Old people are concerned with
his grass is too high.
Yes. Old people are concerned, and we need to figure out what age this is, and this will segue perfectly into...
89.
I'd even go like late 60s, early 70s. Your concerns turn. It's like I mentioned when I was at the gym in Seattle, the gym that's in where my folks live in Edmonds, Washington, and a guy, there's no cell phones, right?
Yeah.
No cell phones in, well, you're in the cardio room.
Sure.
This guy had headphones in, as everybody does because it's 2015, and nobody goes to the gym and just works out.
No, you gotta.
It's too easy.
You gotta have your headphones in. I mean, no one's coming in rocking a boombox. No one wants to.
No, that attitude.
No one wants to listen to whatever station that they have on the gym radio, which is probably just techno music at that point.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a TV on the machine, or everyone has music on their phone, or something, or NPR, or whatever. Everyone knows. Even old people know. My mom has the podcast app on her phone. People know. So he looks over me and goes, "Hey," and waves me down as I'm talking. I have it on speaker, and I'm talking very softly, and he's got headphones in. And he goes, "Hey," and he's four machines over, by the way. Four machines over.
Yeah.
If he was right next to me, this might be, I might give it a little bit of validity.
Sure.
He goes, "Excuse me." He goes, "You can't be on your phone." This guy's probably early 60s. And I go, "What's that, man?" He goes, "You can't be on your phone." I go, Yeah, I'm just wrapping up, man. It's a real important call. But I mean, you have headphones in, right? So, I mean, I'm curious how you even heard that. But seems like you have an activity of some sort to entertain yourself
absolutely.
While you're on the machine. I don't see why there's a concern. I understand that's a rule, but I'm going to finish up. You know, let's just, hey, man. It's Saturday afternoon. Let's take a break.
Yeah.
You know, if this was Monday or Tuesday, man, and it's a work week, I can understand your frustration. But it's Saturday. You know, it's God's day tomorrow. Let's just all fucking take it down a notch.
Or today, if you're a Jew, such as yourself.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is post Shabbat, as far as I'm concerned. I'm still in Shabbat. Shabbat ain't over, man.
Yeah.
So you're fucking up my Shabbat, which is coming to theaters this fall.
You're fucking up my Shabbat minutes. Sprint has a special Shabbat plan. We give you free nights, weekends, and double points for Shabbat.
Just here.
But nothing works after sunset.
Can I say this, man? Anytime you say anything remotely Jewish, it makes... Hey, man. If my heart could get a boner.
Is that a new Judy Blume book? Is that the sequel to Super Fudge? If my heart could get a boner? I'm pretty sure.
But it makes me...
It's pretty solid.
That's... You know what, though? You know, and here's why I love you, man. Here's why this podcast is so great. You knew exactly what I meant by that.
Sure.
That's a compliment.
You meant your heart was rock hard.
filled with joy and blood.
And blood. Yes.
Because we all know how heart boners work.
And ready for love. I did say that kind of like... And coming in at number 30... It's Heart Boner with Ready for Love. Is Don the phone? I got to talk about a goddamn heart boner coming out of a dead dog story. Get Don on the phone.
Where are my photos?
where are my photos of the heart boner?
Oh, God. So, you know, then the guy goes, get off the phone. And I was like, I'm sorry, man, I'll wrap this up. Then he just was kind of looking over me. And then I start talking about the guy. And I can see him kind of looking over. Then a woman who works at the gym comes over and tells me to get off. Mm-hmm. She came out of nowhere. And then I look over at the dude, and I see her kind of wink at the dude.
Oh, like, so they're in cahoots. He tattled.
Yeah, he tattled. And then I look over, and I as I'm walking by, I stand right in front of him. I go, hey, man, how does it feel to be an adult tattletale? And
good.
He takes out his headphone. He goes, I'm sorry? I go, you're an adult tattletale, dude. You tattletaled on another grown man. He goes, what? I go, don't give me that, dude.
Exactly.
You're a tattletale. And I walked away, and I go, happy holidays.
Yeah. There you go.
What up? I mean, you know. So anyway, my point is.
You get to that certain age where you have no other problems.
Yes, man.
So you have to create problems.
He's retired.
Yes.
But he's not retired from being a dick.
Well, you never retire from being a dick. Ever.
I think 89 is a solid age to you. But also, here's why I'm going to battle you on this. When I was recently in Fort Worth, Texas this weekend, doing shows at Hyenas Comedy Club.
Great club.
Shout out to the club. And Randy, you guys were great. Brad's told me many stories that all ended positively about that place, and I got to see it in the flesh. Had a
there
great time. It was a blast.
Did the guys from Pantera show up?
No, why?
Oh, when they show up, it's awesome.
But I almost drove to Dallas to party with 50 Cent that night. But I sang karaoke with two bachelorette parties instead. And when I mean sang karaoke, I mean sang Total Eclipse of the Heart and Susan Boyle's I Dreamed a Dream and tore the fucking house down.
I bet you did.
There were a lot of heartburn.
Coming in
that
at
night.
Number 9, it's Adam Ray with I Dreamed a Dream. Wait, Adam Ray sings that fucking song now? I thought that was Susan Boyle. Adam Ray? Is he fat? He used to be fat. All right.
I wish a band showed up.
Yeah. Vinnie Paul was the drummer for Pantera, and he's come out to a couple of the shows when I've been out there, and then he takes me partying afterward, and he owns a strip club called The Clubhouse, and he's taken me there a couple times. And then that's where the story's going to end. But it was a lot of fun. So
yeah, I didn't make it to the strip club.
Yeah.
I've been in one in a while, actually. And I'm not...
Well, because you live in California and talk about, like, a boner killer.
Yeah, but I also have lost any sort of appeal that it had, the novelty of it, wore off pretty quick, man. It's like, the last one I think I went to was with a bachelor party, and I was just like, yeah, I mean, I'm going to go because it's almost like when you... you know, it's a group thing. It's like, are you going to be a part of the reason you came out here? Do what the group's doing.
Right. I mean, it's one thing if you got a bunch of guys going that you're all cool with, maybe some girls too, and you're all like hanging out. And oh, by the way, there's boobs. Is like, hey, look up, there's boobs. All right, that's great.
Actually, wait, no, the last one I went, that's not true. When I was in New York with Brent for that whole thing, and we did that bonus episode of the podcast.
Oh yeah,
we were at a strip club at 4 a.m. with Casey Balsham and David Sullivan, air guitaring to the 80s music that was playing. And the strippers were air guitaring with us.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah. So, okay, I take that back. That was, that was I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago. All right. But
there was a lot of alcohol.
So while in Texas, though, and this is why I want to bring up the age thing.
Okay.
You mentioned 89 being the cutoff to where people are concerned with bullshit.
Sure.
I went to visit my, I think, 85-year-old aunt, Aunt Shirley. Shout out to Aunt Shirley.
Because she obviously listens to the podcast.
Yeah. She should be on the podcast, quite honestly. I mean, you think Puddin' was great. Shirley would rip it up. She's still sharp as shit, man. She was married to my Uncle Jack, rest in peace, for 62 years. Then he got some Alzheimer's, and that took him out. Yeah. And just the sweetest lady, sharp, got some tude to her. She introduced me to a woman named Martha who was 99 years old.
And
And Shirley goes, she's just got a very, she's from, you know, Ada, Oklahoma. She's got a very stern little voice to her.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's where my mom grew up.
That's right, because I remember I dated a girl from Ada, and then me and your mom bonded over that.
Yeah, I
remember that. Okay.
Yeah. It was one of my mom's classmates.
hey, grass on the field, play ball. Don't knock it.
Even if it's a forest. So Shirley goes, meet Martha, she's 99. She wants to get a male stripper for her 100th birthday. I go, yes. And does this story get worse? And because it's great.
Yeah.
She goes, her kids won't allow it. Martha goes, my kids don't think it's a good idea. I go, where is the phone that has your kid's number in it?
Yes.
We need to call and berate them. This is horseshit.
Yes.
I go, if you make it to 100, I just told this. I go, a male stripper should show up at your house free of charge. And if you want, dressed up like your ex-husband. You
sure.
Know?
Or whatever.
Or whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
And do whatever you want. And all he's going to do is pick the dance moves. You get to pick the song, the outfit, whatever.
That's it. Who's to say? All right,
at 99, her kids said they don't like. That made me very irate. Like out of nowhere, I was like, "What the fuck?"
Because it makes you think to yourself, "Well, God willing, you make it to be 100, 99."
Hey man, I'm trying to make it to 46.
But if you get to be that old, you don't want your kids being like, "Hey, Dad, maybe not going to the Hawks game." On your 98th birthday.
Right.
That's probably not. It's like, no, fuck you. I've lived 99 years on this planet.
Yeah.
Let me do whatever I want. I want to wrap my ice cream in bacon.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what I'm
trying to
do.
Am I trying to squeeze out two more years?
Yeah.
Or five more? I mean, am I trying to say the Guinness Book of World Record holder is already like
121?
Yeah, dude. So you're not getting there.
No, you're not. I never want to see a 100-year-old person go, I can't have that. I'm watching my cholesterol. No, fuck it.
Or see, I don't want to see a 99-year-old person say, "I wish I could have done insert
exact
great thing."
Exactly,
because it's like, "Hey, man, here's the best part of about what you just said. Shut the fuck up.
You
can do it
because you're not planning for tomorrow. You're not saving for a rainy day.
And also, go out do like. But I mean, I guess
if you want a stranger to come to your house and grind his dick in your face, then damn it,
that's your right as an American.
All right, Trump, that should be your platform.
If I was president, the most luxurious penis ever would be grinding in your face. It would be huge, huge.
And there would be some beef. There would be some beef stroganoff waiting for you on a plate with potatoes and squash and succotash. Because that's what was on the menu at this assisted living home that I ate at with my aunt and her friends.
Succotash?
Yeah, succotash. And
what's
there was a
succotash?
Guy named Harold.
I don't even know what that is other than Sylvester the cat. That's just what he says.
Suffering succotash.
Yeah. I don't know. What is succotash?
Well, I don't know. But the guy named Harold who was sitting with us ordered it.
Of course his name is Harold.
Yeah. There was Harold, it was Martha.
Or Monty.
Joy. Okay. You know, my aunt is Shirley.
Yeah.
She introduced me to a woman, Cynthia, who escaped from Germany when she was 15.
What?
With her boyfriend. And went to her folks because it was, you know, the start of World War II.
You said escaped Germany, I'm assuming Jewish? Or just in
Yes.
Okay.
To go to Russia. And there's one place at the time where Russia was still kind of like, still cool with Jews.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she went to her folks and she goes, I went to my folks and I said, the Nazis are coming and we need to go. And my mother was like,
it's not going to be that bad. And we left, and my folks died. And, and she was like, anyway, it was so nice to meet you.
God, so,
yeah.
Jeez.
So crazy. Anyway, so Shirley, she gives me a tour. So great to see her. She's just like over the moon that I came. You know, it was an hour away. Not a cheap Uber, but I was like, you know what? What am I going to I don't know when I'm coming back out here. She's. Yeah. I have a very limited amount of family in my life.
Sure.
You know, it was... You know, with my, mom and stepdad and, you know, stepbrother, stepsister, nieces, nephew, it's still not that big. You know, my dad and the kids that he had with his new wife, it's not a big, you know, growing up, it was just my grandparents. I didn't ever see my dad's folks, really. My mom's brother, who's my uncle, he has four kids. I have four girl cousins that I, like, rarely see. So it's, like, very, so it's, like, Shirley.
So when you have the opportunity.
And Shirley's the last one that's tied to my grandparents, which I feel very, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's being around her and still where I can ask her stuff and she'll tell me, because she's still sharp, about my grandma and grandpa. That's, like, that's incredible.
Yeah, and that's something you absolutely have to take advantage
of. It's like Kevin Farley talking about Chris Farley, you know?
Yeah. Only like way more wrinkles.
yeah.
A couple more wrinkles.
Yeah.
A few more wrinkles.
Yeah, his father was funnier than my grandpa. But only by a little bit.
Yeah.
So then we go up to her room and she's showing me pictures and telling me stories and whatnot. And she goes, you know, I've got a sometimes boyfriend. And I go, sometimes boyfriend? Surely, what's that? She goes, sometimes we hold hands. And I go, that's the cutest fucking thing I've ever
heard.
That's
adorable.
And then I go, what's his name? She goes, Dick. And I go, I didn't ask why you were dating him. And she goes, oh, come on, stop it now. And then I go, what is Dick's last name? She goes, and I kid you not, Justice.
Wow.
To which I say, Shirley, you're dating Dick Justice? Was this before or after he was a porn star slash detective?
Right?
And
it
she's
sounds
like
a DC comic character. Yeah.
Dick Justice.
From the makers of Ant-Man, come Dick Justice. Holy God. It's a porn parody character.
Right? Dick Justice. I've never thought of combining those two words to make a great name.
That's Dick Justice. That's just amazing.
Doesn't seem real.
See when you all right, here's what happens. When the hottest girl ever wants to have sex with you but you can't cuz you have a girlfriend and then 2 years later you break up, and then that girl still wants to have sex with you, and then you have sex with her, even though she wanted you to. That's Dick Justice.
I thought you were going to say, and you find yourself in a predicament.
Then you call Dick Justice.
Call 1-877-246-4114 for the services of one Dick Justice.
He comes in with two Nerf guns full of Viagra. He just comes in pelting people in the face.
That's what he is. He's helping old men get hard around the country. Yeah.
Exactly. Dick Justice.
He shoots him in the pelvis with it, like syringes.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were married for 62 years. Your wife croaked. Now you want to hit all the old tail in the old folks' home. I'm helping you out, buddy. I'm Dick Justice. I'm making you even. We'll get you up to double digits.
Yeah, he wears a trench coat, but nothing else.
Absolutely. That's
so then,
awesome.
So then I go, Shirley, that's the greatest name ever. Where is this guy? I got to meet him. She goes, he died last week.
Oh, what? How did Dick Justice die?
Yeah, man. Sorry to fucking put the sour this story.
What?
You just built up a whole business plan and
who killed Dick Justice? Vagina Heat? Is there some woman named... Is there a woman out there named Vagina Clamp? Vagina Revenge?
There's gotta be. Vagina Revenge.
Vagina Revenge killed Dick Justice. The fuck is wrong with this country?
Next week on Sexy Batman.
Will Dick Justice escape Vagina Clamp?
So then she goes, yeah, a lot of people
quick,
die.
Testes, give me Viagra. I'm trying to do Adam West. I can't do it.
Yeah,
I'm trying. I'm just trying to do a version of Ralph Garman's Adam West. And it's like, give me Viagra.
Also, you know, Adam West would voice a pair of nuts.
He would. He would voice a pair of nuts.
Yeah.
He's the voice of Adam West, the mayor on Family Guy. He's got a sense of humor.
Is there any product you wouldn't voice if they asked you to? Or any,
Wait, voice or like be actually in the commercial? Because if it's just my voice,
great question.
Anything?
Oh, really?
Yeah, if it's just the voice, anything.
Yeah,
because you could always say that's not you.
But
if
because,
like,
hey, people can't tell Hyundai's me.
Yeah, But if it's like that one episode from of Friends where Joey gets the ad campaign, he's like, I got an ad. I got a commercial.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's on every bus ad for like, what is he not telling you? Yeah. And it's like herpes medication.
Yeah.
You don't exactly want that. Yeah. Like, how much are they paying those actors? They're like, I have genital herpes. My partner doesn't, but I would love to keep it that way. You are not paying me enough. Whatever it is, it's not enough.
Yeah, you say that now, man. Cut to 25 years from now.
Me going, hi, I'm Brad Williams. I used to be a stand-up comedian. Now I hawk pills for your boner. I call them Dick Justice.
No. Even worse than that. Hi, I'm Brad Williams. No, it's you wrestling in a McDonald's ball pit with some kid over like the cheeseburger he stole from your table. And then he gets away, and you look over disgruntled and disappointed, and you look in the camera and you go, hi, I'm Brad Williams. I used to be a comedian. I used to be strong. I used to be able to rip cheeseburgers away from fat kids. And now I've got anal warts. It's just real.
Now I've got anal warts. Thanks, Reno. You don't think I remember?
Reno, Nevada does not hold itself responsible for any warts that are provided by Brad Williams' anus.
I love that. That's fucking sweet.
But, you know, so anyway, I visited.
Glad you got to see your family.
It was,
man,
great.
That's cool.
And being around old people, you got to do it every now and then because,
yeah.
Jesus Christ, dude, they're sharp as shit. And mm-hmm. Even Shirley, she's like, I've been here 3 years. She goes, time just flew by. I'm like, fucking it does, right?
Yeah.
And it just made me, I mean, it made me very appreciative to be in the stage we're at now in our lives.
Right.
Because it's a pretty great spot.
Yeah.
We get to do what we love. We get to go where we want, when we want.
We still got dreams ahead of us. We're like, when you're 88, your only dream is like, will they have meatloaf next week? Or can I get a stripper at my next birthday party?
Yes. We had like happy hour and she was like, we look forward to this every Sunday. Or every Friday. She goes, it's like 3 times a week. And it was like she had a wine spritzer. It was like a little bit of box wine and a little bit of Sprite.
I like it. It's like classy and trashy at the same time.
Yeah.
I like it.
But like that's what she looks for, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, it made me go, wow, thank God that we're in a position to where in less than 3 weeks from now,
yes,
we are going to be embarking on a trip to Miami.
Yes.
That is the base and starting point for a cruise that Brad and I are going on for 4 to 5 days.
Depending on if we meet people.
And the title of this cruise is called The New Kids on the Block Concert Cruise.
Woo! Hanging tough. Hanging tough. Wearing condoms. Avoiding the STDs. That's not the tune of the song.
Water slides.
Yeah.
Pizza bar.
Pizza bar.
Possibly don't. Performing on stage.
Yeah. With the new kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your buddy and co-star of the movie The Heat. Were you in that movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. I don't know if you ever
Hey, man. Hey, you know what? Get him in because come July,
yeah,
I'll be plugging a new film.
There you go.
That I won't stop talking about. Until I'm 90 and have balls shoved in my face, because you better fucking believe that'll be my wish too. Because at that point, it's like, all right, man, I might as well just see what it's like.
No one's going to judge you.
No one's going to judge
you. It's like college, you could be curious, and post 80.
Doesn't
matter.
Isn't it funny when people would do shit in college and there was always that like, hey, man, like.
It's college. Whatever.
Like, yeah, what? Like just using that as the backdrop of like to house their, you know.
Sure.
Outlandish behaviors.
Sure.
You got to experiment, man. Like, you know, I did a little of that. You know, it was college, you know. Like,
and people take it. All you got to say is, it was college. And you kind of go, all right, cool.
Yeah, everyone kind of gives like a free pass for that whole.
Like,
you get a 4-year free pass for any of that shit.
Like, I needed some money. I was part of one of the cartels down in Juarez, Mexico. Might have killed 2 guys, but.
Jesus.
It was college.
Oh, that's all right, man.
Yeah, it was college.
You got to do what you got to do, man. Yeah. You're struggling for cash.
Yeah, it's true.
So this cruise, we're going to go on it for 4 days.
Yep.
It goes to the Bahamas and a few other spots that I cannot remember, but holy shit, man.
Well, we won't remember. We'll probably be shit-faced.
It's going to be similar to our Cabo trip where we take a break from the business for a minute and Jesus Christ, engulf ourselves in the world of New Kids fandom.
Yeah.
Which I'm assuming we might be the only 2 straight dudes on this cruise.
That is a definite possibility.
Joey mentioned that, and yep. He's super pumped, and he did also text me. He goes, hey, you guys are down to come on stage at some point, right? And I go, what do you mean by that? And mm-hmm. he goes, I got two of the best comics. And I was like, thank you. Right.
Thank you.
All right, keep these compliments coming. We'll do whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he goes, I can't waste having your talents there. And I was like, cool. So I don't know if we'll be doing stand-up or joining them for Please Don't Go Girl.
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me? I have a feeling we'll be dancing, and by we, I mean me walking out with you, setting you down, and letting you dance.
And just wind me up and let me go.
Dude, I've already envisioned you coming out during some sort of breakdown during Hangin' Tough or The Right Stuff fucking annihilating harder than you annihilated your special or the April Foolishness show.
It's going to be fun.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Because no woman or man, hey, I don't want to say that there's no men going on this cruise.
Sure. Because we are.
Because we are.
So we can't really can't really knock it that much.
But if you do that, which I can't imagine that not happening.
Yeah.
No New Kid fan ever goes after a show, Hangin' Tough was so great. What's wrong, Sally? I just feel like the whole show was like just, it was good, but it wasn't great. I just feel like, I don't know, they could have taken it up a notch somehow. If, what do you mean, like just maybe harmonized more or just maybe done some cooler dance moves? No, I mean like, there wasn't enough dwarf. No fan has ever said that, which means that's not even in the realm of possibility.
Right.
Which means
it can't happen.
It can't happen.
But then when it does happen,
sweet Jesus.
I'm gonna say this as Jack Black. That then it's gonna blow your freaking minds. Coming to you.
All I'm saying is get some sort of hamper to catch all of the underwear that's gonna be thrown at your face.
I will, man. I will.
Or maybe that's where I come into handy. Just so the amount of panties don't take you out.
Just
how did Brad die? Panty tosses.
Panty tosses. My uncle went the same way. It's amazing.
Thong.
No.
Boomerang thong.
You just come out of there with one of those nets that like cleans the pool. You know what I mean?
I'd scoop up the drawers.
Yeah. You just hold it up. Block it.
Like the
fence from Roadhouse.
Yeah.
That just stops
all. Might have to.
Hey, man. Nothing wrong with that.
You've never been on a cruise, right?
I was on a cruise when I was like 7.
That doesn't count.
So I don't remember. Because when you're on a cruise and you're 7, your parents are out getting shit-faced, and you're just in your room
at night
playing with action figures.
Cruises really go up a notch at night.
Yeah.
The daytime, anybody can enjoy. Because
sure.
You've got the sun,
yeah, got pool, whatever
stop you're making,
sure.
Some island,
yeah.
Food, you know, games. Also just kids that are daytime, you know, kids are daytime people.
Yeah, and they're I do remember there being like a kids club there.
By the way, that's a book I'm going to write about
what's that?
For people who don't have kids. Kids are daytime people.
It's
how to like maybe it's how to entertain yourself at night after you put your kids to bed.
Yeah, cuz kids are daytime people.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So yeah, I don't remember anything about that cruise, and there certainly wasn't a early 90s boy band on the cruise. And there,
as yet, wasn't there?
No, and,
or BB Mac.
And, yeah, and there wasn't a couple hundred 20 to 30 9-year-olds that are trying to relive the younger days. Nope, that certainly wasn't
this
happening.
This is going to be a new experience on all fronts.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you this: as a 7-year-old Brad, were you still? Was a 7-year-old dwarf as popular as it will be this time?
No, because 7-year-old Brad on this cruise was just fascinated by the fact that the kids' room had a Super Nintendo, and I was like, I post up on that thing, and I use my dwarf butt to like back guys off of those damn controllers because
you were like, this is where I'm staying.
Yeah,
because I found my room
because the princess needed saving, and no one was gonna do it but me. So I'd get this shit done. I had a mission.
That's a Toadstool reference.
Goddamn right it is. So that was my experience on that cruise.
Right.
It's certainly not going to be the experience on this cruise.
It's going to be bananas. It's coming up October 8th through the 12th.
Yeah.
I think we leave. We bon voyage. We what is it? We take
we throw a bottle of champagne against the dock.
What is it called when you like when you
bon voyage cast off?
Yeah, there it is.
There it is. Okay.
Yeah. We cast off on the 8th. We return on the 12th.
Yes.
With
tanned and full of penicillin. Those are my predictions.
And hopefully full of a recorder of New Kids podcast. But yes. Joey said time's going to be limited. But look, there are Disney cruises where that is every. I mean, there it's not just shows at night for these guys. I think there's a lot of VIP experiences,
meet and greets during the day,
and we're going to get a lot of access to that. But Joe's like, hey man, we'll have time to chill. I think at night here and there, but you know, so
it's their cruise, so they got to put a face on it. This is amazing because like we're doing this. I'm doing another cruise later in January to the Bahamas, and then I just got back.
Wait, why?
It's a Rock Legends cruise.
What?
Yeah, I'm going with Peter Frampton and Foghat, Steppenwolf,
and Dick Justice. Wait, what? So you're going with Steppenwolf?
Yeah.
Magic Carpet Ride.
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude! How'd you get booked for that? Showtime.
Agent. Yeah. Special. Showtime special, and goes, hey, you know who else watches Showtime specials?
Steppenwolf. You know who else is on a cruise this January?
Steppenwolf.
You know who loves Steppenwolf? You.
Yeah. And I'm bringing my parents.
Yeah, great idea.
They're going on the cruise because they're from fans. That generation, and my dad loves Frampton.
Dude, what a great... See, and that's another just giant benefit of this, like, businessman. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I think about the Ghostbusters premiere, and I'm like, man, if some of the original cast members are there, dad grew up on, if I can somehow get him to one of those things and, like, have him meet, like...
Yeah.
Aykroyd or something, that would be a cool thing for me.
If you could high five Bill Murray or watch your dad high five Bill Murray, be the best.
Holy shit, yeah.
That'd be the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just to be around that.
Yeah.
It's because this job has a lot of perks, but it's really no fun unless you have people to share it with.
Fuck yeah.
Because you took your mom to the premiere of The Heat.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, it was just the greatest night of her life.
Yeah.
Meeting Ben Affleck and just...
Yeah.
Is it Affleck or Affleck?
Wait, what does the duck say?
Which is
the
sequel
to What Does the Fox Say? What does the duck say? Affleck! Yeah, so whatever the other one is.
I think it's Affleck, yeah.
Sure.
Now, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. What would be your ideal Rock of the Ages cruise? Because you're by the way, two cruises, both music-packed.
Yeah. Exactly.
So what would be your ideal, like,
oh, man.
Like if you could get four bands plus Brad?
Four bands plus Brad.
Yeah, on a cruise.
Headlining AC/DC.
Okay.
Got to do it. She was a fast machine. Yep. Hell yeah. Got that.
Because also you
got
to think, it's the same way that we were for the April Foolishness show.
Yeah.
You're on the same level with them for that night because you're all on the show.
Right. You're all performers.
To say what's up to Kyle Gass and Jack Black.
Right.
Of Tenacious D, who was also on the show, it was like, oh, cool, our dressing room is on the same floor as you.
Yeah.
So this isn't weird for us to walk into your room right now.
And that's all you do is you walk in and say, hey, we're Adam and Brad, we're other comics on the show. And Jack,
that's all it was.
And Jack immediately goes, all right, bring it in.
Bring it in. Yeah, for the Hakuna Matata
team. Yeah. So
you got to think, like, the groups that are on this cruise are potentially going to be new friends of yours.
Yes. I'll be friends with Ace Frehley, formerly of Kiss. He's going to be on there.
Okay, who else?
What is it? Allman Brothers? Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Allman Brothers are going to be on it. The Legends of Rock cruise.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's going to be a trip. Yeah, I would have...
AC/DC.
AC/DC. I would reunite Ace of Base.
I mean, that's just your fucking... I mean, that's just... You
sure.
Know, that's just you. That's like a... That's some kid's make-a-wish.
It's mine.
So that's killing two birds with one stone.
Absolutely. Reunite Ace of Base. I would throw in Whitesnake just because I want to hear Here I Go Again on my own.
Nice.
That I would fucking rock out.
You're romantic.
To that, obviously. And then, ooh, man. And then, you know what? I'll throw in a modern band. I would see the Foo Fighters just because.
Wow.
I've seen them live twice.
Have you really?
Holy shit, dude.
That's on my list of people to see.
They're a ridiculous band.
That's a great cruise. And then you.
And then me.
Wow.
And then on top of that, hey, Dave Grohl broke his leg. Right now, he's got his leg propped up during the concerts. I could hold up the leg. I could just be like, don't worry.
You can rest it on your shoulder.
Don't worry, Dave Grohl. I've got this.
Oh, my God.
And then like, he can throw the mic down to me, and I could sing backup vocals on a couple things.
That would be insane.
Right. Come on, Dave. I mean, yeah, you're sitting on a throne, and that's cool, but you don't have a dwarf propping up your leg. Let's take this thing to the next level. Let's do it.
Where would you fall in this lineup?
Oh, man. Open.
Yeah.
Just
do MC. Your thing. Get out of the way.
Yeah,
MC,
get out of
yeah.
the way.
That's a great. And also, what a treat to MC to bring each band up.
To be able to say, because, I mean, I got to do this one time at one of the, I think it was K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. I got to go on stage and bring up Kings of Leon one time.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You know, that's who I saw in Nashville with Adam.
Yeah.
That was the famous Beefaroni Sheets night.
That was the world famous Beefaroni Sheets
night. When I was stealing Jolly Ranchers in the... in the green room, it was, and I had a moment with, I think his name is Nathan. He has a beard. He's a drummer.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was the one who goes, hey, man, I was drunkenly shoveling Jolly Ranchers into my pants because I hadn't eaten since 2. And as I say on stage, when you're drunk and you haven't eaten in a while, you get a very apocalyptic mindset about food.
Yeah.
So I see these Jolly Ranchers and I'm like, if the world ends tonight, I need some tasty treats to suck on while I'm dealing with, you know, the end of the world.
While you're trying to fight off zombies, you gotta pop a watermelon Jolly Rancher.
Hey, man, I want to go out deliciously. So he's like, hey, man, save some for the rest of us, trying to build some rapport.
Sure.
And instead of like acknowledging his attempt to do so, I just go and kept shoveling Jolly Ranchers, just laughed it off like a Dick Justice. And so I also am a fan of that band.
Yeah.
They crushed it that night.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine introing them because they are epitomes of rockstar.
Yeah. So just the fact that you could say, ladies and gentlemen, insert band name here, and then the place goes just apeshit.
Doesn't happen for everybody.
Oh yeah, it's the best.
Wow.
It was so that'd be mine. For you, I think Lionel Richie would be
Yeah, go ahead and actually guess my cruise ship. The Adam Ray cruise.
Okay, here's the
Adam Ray musical, You're Fucking Up My Shabbat Cruise.
All right, so you have 4, because I got 4. Okay. Lionel Richie would definitely be on there.
Yeah, you're right.
Hall and Oates would be on there.
You are right again. By the way, Lionel Richie just announced starting a residency.
In Vegas.
Yeah.
So who's running a limo, going to Vegas and going to that show?
Where? Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah. We're
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for? I'll be front row center 5. Rows away from the stage live. Lip syncing every song and I'll be stoned. I'll eat 5 wheat brownies, and I'll fall to my knees, because I'll be fucked up and pass out, and hope that they carry me onto the stage, where I wake up and say, what's up, man? I'm a big fan of you. And then I'll pass back out and go home.
Adam Ray, everyone.
Yeah, thank you.
Adam Ritchie.
Yeah.
Adam Ritchie, everybody. Good job, Adam Ritchie.
Yeah, Lionel, Hall & Oates.
Yeah,
two
Lionel,
for two so far.
Hall & Oates. Let's see. Do I go Goo Goo Dolls or Spin Doctors?
Yo, Guess Your Dream Cruise is a great,
again,
it's a great show. Also, it's like if you can guess your best friend's dream cruise, then
it's pretty solid.
The show makes it happen.
Exactly.
Now, you need to start straying away from the 80s pop.
I would probably go like...
You need to get more into some early 90s. You also need to get into some...
I'd say Pearl Jam just because of the Seattle connection.
Yeah, you're right on that.
Okay. And then...
That's on the fence, but yes. Because I've never seen them live.
Oh.
And I think becoming friends with Eddie Vedder would just be...
Neither have I.
I would love for him to be like, that's so crazy. You used to play Wolverine at Universal Studios Hollywood. You know, I used to... one time I went to the woods. I was tripping on... mushrooms and acid and Theraflu, and I thought I saw a wolf in the woods, and I fought it with my bare hands. It turned out to be my friend Jacob. Anyway, this next song is about Jacob.
2, 3. Jeremy spoke and
he said,
"Yeah, Jeremy, Jacob, whatever."
He says that during the song.
Yeah. Jeremy, Jeremy has more syllables. Just worked for the song.
Yeah. Jacob's nickname was Jeremy.
All right, so we got Lionel Richie, Hall & Oates, Pearl Jam. Man, what would your last one be?
Well, that's right, you only get 4. Jesus Christ. That went quick.
I know, right? You're already done? Jeez. I would go...
You went early 90s, but you went grunge. You're not thinking...
Yeah. I would go, what's Boyz II Men? Slow. Did I get it? Woo! Cause God give me a reason. I'm down on mended knee, which sucks as a dwarf, cause it makes me even smaller.
Should've thought this through. Should've thought this through. Yeah, man, that's my dream cruise.
Oh, that's a good one.
I would have also, we would have also accepted Third Eye Blind, Sugar Ray, Seal, Phil Collins, Ben Folds 5.
All those, man. Those are all great.
And currently, Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars is solid. Oh, yeah, because Treasure, that's your song that you listen to before
shows. I love
it. Yeah. It's a good one, man.
Yeah, that would be a great cruise. All right, so you're going to go on your second cruise, and then where are you going to?
And then I'm going to do something incredibly racist right now. And then I'm going to go to China. Going to China to do some shows. That's right, China.
I don't know what was more racist, the fact that you made the stereotypical Chinese musical gong pre-melody,
sure,
or that you, sure, you put your fingers to your eyes and made slits.
I mean, just for effect. Why not?
I got what you meant by the song, man.
I have a fortune cookie in my pocket.
Yeah, why are you stroking an Asian woman?
I mean, that's just what I like to do. I love to do that. I'm going to China. I'm doing a week's worth of shows in China. Not just one city. I'm going to, I think, four different cities.
What cities?
Three of which I can't pronounce.
I was going to say.
I can pronounce Beijing and Shanghai. I'm going to do two nights in Shanghai, one night in Beijing, and then a couple nights in cities I don't. It's got a lot of X's in it.
Yeah.
Them. Yeah, there's a lot of X's in these names of these cities.
You need to, before you go to Shanghai, rewatch Shanghai Nights.
Obviously.
Or Shanghai Noon. Wait,
Shanghai Noon was in the West, though.
Shanghai Nights.
Yeah, Shanghai Nights.
Wait, Shanghai Noon is Jackie Chan, Owen Wilson.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is Shanghai Nights?
The first one. Wasn't Shanghai Noon the sequel, or was it the other way around?
Fuck.
Damn it, I feel like we of all people should know this.
Oh, man, because I'm a big fan of that movie. Because when I got my wisdom teeth pulled, my dad was like, you need to watch the classics. Godfather, Goodfellas, Braveheart. I go, cool, Dad, no prob. I watched Shanghai Noon, Loving Basketball, and Chevy Chase Vegas Vacation.
Right?
Well, whatever it is. Now, I would love to know how much knowledge you're going
into. Shanghai Noon was the first one.
There it is.
And Shanghai Noon was the second one.
Okay. How much Chinese knowledge do you have? You're going in pretty blind here.
The only Chinese knowledge I have is number 17 is my favorite on the menu. That's about it.
I like that.
Yeah.
Now, how do you think you're going to be received?
I have no idea.
I think it's going to be similar.
Yeah, because these aren't like when I've done shows before. When I went to Afghanistan,
are these
Iraq,
troop shows?
No, that's the thing. They're not USO. They're just clubs in the middle of Shanghai and in the middle of these cities. So
you're just going to fucking.
I'm just going to
the
fucking China.
Pad Thai Comedy Club.
Pad Thai Comedy Club. That's Thailand, but whatever.
Oh God.
I know that.
Oh God.
Yeah.
You're going to the Flying Saucer.
Yeah. Sure. there's one that's actually a bookstore. It's called like the Bookworm.
Okay.
And they're doing like shows there. Apparently in China, I think when we had Ruben Paul on this podcast,
right,
he talked about it, how there's a real thirst for comedy out there because of YouTube and things like that. They're discovering English-speaking comedy, and they can't get enough of it. So, yeah, I mean, I just think that they're inviting me out there because I'm like the only comic they can find shorter than them. Chinese are not very tall people.
Well, let's think about it. Like the extreme, like Shaq, Yao, NBA players are gods there.
Yeah.
So you take the extreme one way, take it the other way.
Right.
You might have that same similar deity status.
So it'd be like C-3PO in Return of the Jedi when he starts floating on the chair and fucking Ewoks are going nuts.
Well, the closest thing you can get to that is riding around via Funky Duck.
Ooh.
Because that's as close as you'll get to being a Star Wars character in the flesh.
Yes. And I just got a carrying case for it. I could totally do that.
If I could isolate that audio and send it to any to fucking middle school Brad and any girl that future Brad meets.
Funky duck in
China. I just got a carrying case, my funky duck. I just got 16 new pogs and 40 killers and a carrying case for my funky duck.
But that is a great thing because you know how much I love the funky duck.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean you know how much I love you on the funky duck.
Oh, it's pretty damn magical.
Now, here's what I envision. And okay. We talked about this as soon as you told me you were going to China.
Yeah.
And again, this is a great advantage we have of both being in the place we are in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
To where you say, I'm going to China in June, and I say, I'm going with you.
Yes.
Without even skipping a beat.
Right.
A, I've never been to China. B, there's no reason for me not to go.
Sure.
Other than, you know, I mean, I will have to figure out with Hyundai, like, you know, a studio to record it out there. And yeah. The time difference. And, you know, I'm sure for them it'll be 2 a.m. my time. Or something. You
so
know.
You'll just be coming home.
I'll go from the karaoke bar to the voiceover booth.
Yes, exactly.
But, you know, and again, it's like that's where we're going on this cruise. Like we have a lot of fun when we do these trips together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And places that we've both never been or done.
Yeah.
And I proposed hiring a mini documentary crew. And
why they gotta be mini? All dwarves? I mean, could be the perfect perspective. Brad, what was Brad's view like? Well, I'll show you right here.
No, but you will wear a GoPro at some point.
Absolutely.
But I envision seeing you go down Sunset Boulevard on a funky dunk already turns enough heads.
Yes.
You doing that in the middle in the streets of China, dude?
How about on the Great Wall?
Oh, my God.
Brad Funky Ducks the Great Wall.
Wait, can we just go back to what I said to you? Okay. Let me just not brush over that sentence real quick.
Brad Funky Ducks the Great Wall.
Yeah. There's at least a 10-part miniseries on Instagram to post of that video.
Absolutely.
Hey. What did I say to you when you first told me you were going to China? And I tried to initiate the conversation of me coming with. Remember?
Oh, what'd you say?
I said, have you seen...
Have you seen a dwarf?
No, there was another somebody goes to China, a special.
Oh, yeah.
Do it in my voice.
Yeah,
do
you said, all right. Hey, Brad, have you seen Big Bird Goes to China? Because you should 1,000% do that. 1,000%.
Yeah.
And then I thought about it, and at first I was like, wait, should I be upset that he hears that I'm going to China and the first vision that pops in his head is of a Muppet thing?
No,
it's Big Bird and he's a damn legend.
Also, that special, and we will watch it before we go. We will, because A, for frame of reference to be like,
sure,
because Sesame Street did this dope special and it was huge in the ratings and it was great, and Big Bird also was a big deal because Sesame Street had just really gotten global.
Yeah.
And to have... First of all, if you haven't seen the I Am Big Bird documentary about the guy who plays it, Carol Spinney, you seen it?
It's awesome.
So you saw him that, didn't you?
Yeah.
That how he went to China and how big of a deal that was.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, hey, man, I guess what I'm trying to say is I think you're going to be as popular as Big Bird was. And I want to be there for it. A, I want to go to China with you. If I'm going to go to a place I've never been like that, it's the same thing why when I missed out on birthright trips to Israel. And next time, if I do get a chance to go, I got to go with people I'm going to have a good time with.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're doing comedy there, there's a purpose.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to get a documentary crew, large or small.
Yes.
And they are going to capture the week that we go to China.
Yeah.
And who knows what's going to happen with that footage, but I tell you this much. I don't know what's going on in my life at that point. I'll be ramping up for GB stuff, but on the top of my list will be putting together the Netflix document, whatever it's going to be, of us going to... Because, A, we were talking about other comedian specials that have, you know, Doug Benson going to Comic-Con and the Dane Cook's Tourgasm.
Yeah.
People love that shit, man.
The stuff of comics on the road.
On the road, and we have the benefit of this built-in fucking, you know, coming up on probably, I don't know, 10 years of friendship.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, man, of just going to a place like that and being, in the place that we are with nothing tying us down.
Sure.
Other than hopefully the noodles that the Asian whores used to...
Wait. Wait. Do you know something about Asian whorehouses?
Like,
they tie you
know.
Down with noodles?
I don't know anything.
So it's like instead of handcuffs, they just tied two really big ramen noodles around you?
I said that because I want to just reiterate my lack of knowledge of this country.
Yes.
So that I'm going in so open-minded and with the biggest heart. Hopefully that's, you know, that gets so turned on by the overwhelming amount of beautiful culture.
Yeah. That you get that coming in straight from China, Adam Ray gets a heart boner. Really? Heart boner? In China? Is that offensive to those people? Well, I don't know. What's a heart boner in China? You get one and then half an hour later you get another one. Yeah, I know it's a hack joke. I don't give a crap. I'm Casey Kasem, goddammit. Is Don on the phone?
How long is that flight? That's my only concern.
Oh, God.
We need Ambien, we need Vicodin, we need weed brownies, we need NyQuil.
All that. Because I just flew.
We need a copy
from...
of All That, the TV show.
I just flew from LA to Hawaii, and that was 6 hours. So it's going to be more than that. So that's all.
Welcome back to Brad Knows a Little Bit About the World.
Woo!
Wow.
No.
It's going to be, yeah, no shit, man.
I've flown to Okinawa, Japan. That was 12 hours.
Oh, that's not that bad. So, oh, because it's actually from LA, you're going east.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You're going west. Yes. We're not going
to
the East Coast and then through London
that would take
15 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You go the other way.
If it's 12 hours, I can handle that. Because I've done that to London and various other countries.
Well, it's 12 hours to Japan. So then who knows what it is to China. It's got to be like probably 16
okay.
hours.
Maybe we stop somewhere.
Maybe we stop off in Tokyo.
Stop in Italy, get a meatball.
Stop
in Tokyo, get a PlayStation. Again, these aren't offensive comments. These are comments based on what I know.
Yeah, ignorant comments of what we do. Like, we're just saying things.
And I'm saying it to, again, pound home the point.
That we need to go and experience this.
And
yeah.
I think it's going to be, no joke, like one of the greatest trips of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
Because, fuck, man, when I studied abroad in London junior year at USC in 2004, that was the I'd been to Europe once before, but being on my own and being feeling like somewhat like an adult, you know, and being around 50 other kids that were also on their own in this program, it was like a really giant eye-opening experience and a kind of a life-changing experience, because you're just I grew up a lot in whatever that means, but I just got introduced to a lot of shit and being on your own like that, and you know, obviously and we won't be on our own because we'll be with each other, but
yeah,
just us.
Right.
I don't know if we're having a fucking tour guide or a chaperone.
I have no idea.
Or you know what's?
I mean, a
map. What are we gonna have with us?
Can we at least get the kid short round from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom?
Oh man.
Hey lady, you call him Dr. Jones.
If there's a way we could do that.
How old is that actor?
You say these things,
how can we get
I
him?
Listen to them, and then I want them.
How can we get him?
Oh,
does anyone know that actor? Is he still alive?
Or Rufio.
Yeah, that dude.
Or I guess like just a buddy of ours who we know who's Chinese, you know?
Do we know a Chinese? Do we have a Chinese buddy?
Yes.
Who do we have? Like, because I don't want to say some guy's name, and then it turns out he's Japanese or he's Korean.
Because
I don't want to be racist.
I know some back in Seattle.
Okay.
And I will reach out.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Seattle connection.
Wow. China, dude.
Yeah. I'm going to go there.
Brad and Adam go to China.
I mean, come on.
Big. Set your DVR.
Dude, it's going to be amazing. And we will have to get a video of you pulling me on a rickshaw.
Oh my God. If there's any reason to go other than to go, it's to get a video. Oh my God. That's the final shot of the whole movie.
Yeah. Just like, well,
and then we look at the camera,
our flights were canceled, so we got to figure out some other way to get back to the U.S.
See, that's a great question.
Get running, Adam. I got tiny legs.
You're proposing an interesting idea of that we get some sort of narrative throughout that we like. Well, and maybe we shoot these mini movies. I think we interview people too.
Try.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if they're at my comedy shows, they're going to be speaking.
There's
English.
Also Americans out there. We'll meet other people. I mean, that there's, you know, I actually know buddies who taught English out there at some point. So they've got to know people out there that we can get connected with.
Sure. Because
I think we should try to do that.
Yeah.
Have some sort of a support system before we go out there, or we just go out completely blind and just.
Well, do they wait in China? I mean, like, they have Chinatowns all over America. Do they have like America towns over there?
Oh my God!
I don't know.
Just filled with Dairy Queens and Taco Bells and Sbarro's.
You just walk in, just the food.
Maybe
court
they
the
do
mall.
Though, just to like where it's called Happy Place, because it's like it's when you're so overwhelmed with Chinese culture and you're so out of your element. It's like go to Happy Place. You like it's almost like a one of those like massage places in the airport. It's where like if you get you're just like stressed and you're like confused and you thought your gate was that way but it's that way. You go to Happy Place and you go smells like Sbarro, which smells like safety, which smells like home.
I mean, maybe.
Smells like Sbarro, by the way, sounds like a Kenny Loggins song. Well, I'm lost in China, don't know where I am. Found me pizza at a local bar. Smells like Sbarro, I can tell I ain't far from my happy place. Pizza in the sky. Singing karaoke with the guy from Tiger Hidden.
Crouching Tiger. Chow Yun Fat. Where's he?
Would you call me? So I feel like we get some sort of a game plan, some sort of a Peyton Manning esque game plan before we enter this country.
Sure.
So that we're not completely, you know.
Yeah, we're not completely lost. We know.
Also, I want to know the go to karaoke bars
in China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what's crazy about this?
What's that?
Now I can't do my joke about digging a hole to China.
Wait.
You've never heard that joke?
No.
With the kid, when I used to be assistant to the recess teacher at the elementary school in Santa Monica, and I would talk about the whole joke was, their imaginations are so big. It's one thing I'm envious of because more or less we grow up and become adults. We start to rationalize how possible things are. We look at life through a different lens. But at their age, anything is possible. So they would come up to me with these giant requests on a daily basis, like, "Hey, Adam, come over to the fan box and help us dig a hole to China." And I was like, "Oh yeah, that sounds like a waste of time." But you know, I didn't want to crush their dreams, tell them that's impossible. I also got to be honest and realistic with them, set them on a straight path for life. So I go, "Yeah, sure, Matthew, I'd love to help you dig a hole to China. But let me ask you some questions, buddy. Do you speak the Chinese language? Are you familiar with the yuan exchange rate? I mean, have you thought about accommodations, where we're going to stay when we get there? I'm just trying to ask you some questions, Matthew, so I can get a handle on the situation before I dedicate 2 years of my fucking life to trying to dig an impossible passageway through a children's sandbox. I mean, do you even have a current passport? Do you get a permission slip signed by your parents? Have you called the news to tell them you're about to become the real-life Bugs Bunny? I'm just trying to fucking get to the bottom of this motherfucker. I don't want to be a dick, Matthew. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate, all right? Where are we going to work? How are we going to make money? Just going to work at a local karaoke bar, making $9 an hour just to watch some Mr. Miyagi lookalike butcher a perfectly good rendition of Bohemian Rhapsody? That's my favorite song, motherfucker. Did you even know that? No, of course you didn't, man, because you're too wrapped up in your Chinese-filled fantasy world, thinking about Orange Chicken and PlayStation 4 has never even fucking come out yet. All right? Again, I'm just trying to break this down because it's not exactly normal for a fat little 6-year-old and a 30-year-old Jewish guy just to pop out of the ground in the middle of downtown Hong Kong. I mean, we're still going to go, motherfucker. I'm just saying, think about some shit before you ask me such a giant favor. Give me a PowerPoint presentation, you little fat bastard.
Good night, everybody.
So, that's the show. Thanks for tuning in. We had laughs and stories. Now go listen to more episodes on iTunes or your phone. Subscribe and tell your family and everyone you know.
But what should I tell them? Well, you can just tell them that
Brad Williams and Adam Ray can help you get through the fucking day. Just follow us on Twitter at Funny Brad, and I'm at Adam Ray Comedy.
This has been the About Last Night podcast. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny and I love you.